Devaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirayet. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadrishu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Rutamashloke. Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 11, The Transcendental Qualities of Ritrasura, Text 22. Pumsam ki, pusam ki laikanta dhiyam svakantam. Ya sampado divi bhumau rasayam. Narati yadvesha udvega adir. Madah kalir vyasanam samprayasa. Pumsam ki laikanta dhiyam svakanam. Ya sampado divi bhumau rasayam. Narati advesha udvega adhir. Madah kalir vyasanam samprayasa. Please. Dvesha udvega adir. Madah kali vyasanam samprayasa. Matajis. Unto persons, kila, certainly, ekanta dhiyam, who advance in spiritual consciousness, Svakanam, who are recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his own. Ya, which, Sampada, opulences, Divi, in the upper planetary systems, Bhumau, in the middle planetary systems, Rasayam, in the lower planetary systems, Na, not, Rati, bestows, Yat, from which, Dvesha, envy, Udvega, anxiety, Adi, mental agitation, Mada, pride, Kali, quarrel, Vyasanam, distress due to loss, Samprayasa, great endeavor. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sibhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? Persons who fully surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always think of His lotus feet are accepted and recognized by the Lord as His own personal assistants or servants. The Lord never bestows upon such servants the brilliant opulences of the upper, lower, and the middle planetary systems of this material world. When one possesses material opulence in any of these three divisions of the universe, his possessions naturally increase his enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride, and belligerence. Thus, one goes through much endeavor to increase and maintain his possessions, and he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them. I think it's quite a fundamental truth, so if you don't mind, please repeat. Persons who fully surrender at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always think of his lotus feet are accepted and recognized by the Lord as his own personal assistants or servants. The Lord never bestows upon such servants the brilliant opulences of the upper, lower, and the middle planetary systems of this material world. When one possesses material opulence in any of these three divisions of the universe, his possession naturally increases his enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride, and belligerence. Thus, one goes through much endeavor to increase and maintain his possessions, and he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them. In Bhagavad Gita 4:11, the Lord says, Yayadhamam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajami aham mamavartmano vartante manushya partha sarvashaha. As devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everybody follows my path in all respects, O son of Vritha. Both Indra and Vritrasura were certainly devotees of the Lord. Although Indra took instruction from Vishnu to kill Vritrasura, the Lord was actually more favorable to Vritrasura, because after being killed by the Indra's thunderbolt, Vritrasura would go back to Godhead, where the victorious Indra would rot in this material world. Because both of them were devotees. The Lord awarded them the respective benedictions they wanted. Vritrasura never wanted material possessions, for he knew very well the nature of such possessions. To accumulate material possessions, one must labor very hard. And when he gets them, he creates many enemies, because this material world is always full of rivalry. If one becomes rich, his friends or relatives are envious. For Ekanta Bhaktas and alloyed devotees, Krishna therefore never provides material possessions. A devotee sometimes needs some material possessions for preaching, but the possessions of a preacher are not like those of a karmi. A karmi's possessions are achieved as a result of karma, but those of a devotee are arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to facilitate his devotional activities. Because a devotee never uses material possessions for any purpose other than service of the Lord, the possessions of a devotee are not to be compared to those of a karmi. Now was an easy part, Srila Prabhupada, and prayers and Mahamantra. Now I have to say something, so please give me your blessings that I can say something which is in line with Siddhanta and pleasing to the hearts of assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. Vritrasura speaks, and he speaks to Indra, encouraging Indra to go ahead and kill him. It's a certain level of detachment, I guess, you know, which sounds very casual, you know. I mean, we speak about it, more or less same as Dadichi Muni, you know. So just, okay, you go ahead and kill me. It's not that, okay, you go ahead, take my house, take my money, take my, you know, prestige, you take my life. That's the ultimate renunciation which one can have in this material world. And Vritrasura does it not only with, not only with detachment, he does it with gusto, he does it with enthusiasm. That's practically, one can understand this is a level of Jiva Mukta. I mean, he definitely does not identify oneself as a body. Therefore, for him, Krishna consciousness is such a state that he really understands he is not this body. You know, I mean, we hear about we are not this body, but real understanding that I am not this body means I definitely not my family, not my wife, not my children, not my money, not my house, not my possession, not my prestige. This all comes before I really can say I'm not this body, because all our attachments are relative to our body. All our attachments, all our possessions, all our anxieties and fears, they only connected to our body. All problems which we create, all offenses that we commit in, actually, which is the only fear which we as devotees should have, are only done because we identify ourselves with this body. So, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, all the transcendental literatures actually are not there primarily to know them, not there primarily to memorize them, and not there primarily to understand them, but they are there primarily to realize them and apply them. So when we read far out stories, the question should be, what is there for me to, I mean, it's there something that I can tell as a nice story in a class, or, you know, something which I bring in my luggage of knowledge. Ultimately, Srila Prabhupada said, bhakti yoga, spiritual life is simple for the simple. It's so simple. It is very simple. We don't have so many sins to learn. We don't have so many sins to understand. We understand the holy name of Krishna and Krishna himself are non-different. Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. The process of elevation in this Kali Yuga is, the process of elevating oneself in this Kali Yuga is chanting the holy name and nothing else. I mean, how more emphasized it should be. The teacher, Ishwarapuri, the teacher of Lord Chaitanya, he taught him one verse in the beginning as a main instruction. And this is Lord Chaitanya narrating to Prakashananda Saraswati while he's meeting with all these sannyasis, and they finally, seeing his effulgence, they ask him to speak. And first question they ask, why are you not studying Vedanta? Why you are mingling with those sentimentalists? And Lord Chaitanya said, my spiritual master considered me a fool, and therefore he said me that I should just chant the holy name, and he gave me very important verse which he said I should take as my life and soul. And this verse is known to all of us. We've heard it many times and we repeat it many times. But again, how much is this verse becoming a guiding light of our life? How much this verse is realized? How much our life is molded to the understanding and Siddhanta of this verse? Each one of us can ask ourselves. This verse is Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalao Nastieva, 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 Gatiranyatha. Very simple verse. We hear it all the time, but it's not very simple. It's the lighthouse, you know, of our journey in the material ocean. This is the be all and end all of all our endeavors. It is said that the holy name, the holy name, the holy name alone is a means for spiritual progress in this Kali Yuga. It is said three times. It's not said one time, not two times, three times. Making sure that we understand, and then if we think that, okay, maybe there's something else, right? I mean, holy name, maybe something else. Now this verse says, no, there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Three times as well. So, what should be the goal of our life? What should be the endeavor of our life? We should ask ourselves, do I live to chant or I chant to live? Am I doing all my... Again, do I live to chant or do I chant to live? Should I let you sit with it? A second. I live to chant. All my life is there to chant. All my endeavors is there to chant. All whatever I do is there to facilitate my chanting. So if I do something, now we come back to the point of this verse. If I do something which compromises my chanting, which agitates my mind, that I'm doing something wrong, definitely. And it's not that I don't have to maybe maintain my family, I don't have to try to endeavor to make some wealth in this material world if it is my dharma, but it should never be done at the cost of my sadhana, at cost of my primary duty. Srimad Bhagavatam also says, Dharma svanushtida kum sah visvaksena kathasuya not padayet yadiratim shrama eva hikevalam. He said that all dharma, all occupational duties of this world, which are in according, we speak a lot about varnashrama, right? It's very important. It's such important thing, but it is nothing if it is not facilitating our Vishvaksena Kathasuya, if it's not facilitating our attachment to the topics related to the Supreme Personality of God and primarily to His name and to chanting of His name. And this also relates to our devotional service. Our, you know, not, okay, we can understand work, office, you know, business, making money. This can all be very distractive and maybe I should minimize it. As a devotee, we also read these verses, right? We read that actually, I mean, Vritasura very bluntly says that if devotee really tries to surrender, that Krishna will not award him opulence. Now, what's going on here? I mean, may we be doing something wrong? And yes, we are doing something wrong. This was a question which Parikshit Maharaj asked to Shukadeva Goswami. He said, why actually the devotees of Lord Shiva are so opulent, right? It was beginning of 80th chapter of 10th canto. He said, why they are so opulent and devotees of Lord Vishnu seem to be very poverty-stricken. So, you know, let us not be surprised we are not very successful. And those who are successful, be surprised, right? Because there's either you are pure devotee, which really unaffected by the material possession, or Krishna is not yet showed to you His full mercy. No. And Krishna says, then Shukadeva Goswami said, that was a question which Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Krishna. And Krishna answered him with this very famous verse, Yas Yahama Anugrihnami. Krishna says that those devotees, let me read it, you know, not to be a Shri Bhagavanu Vacha Yasyahamanu Grihnami Harisheta Dhanam Shanai Tato Dhanam Tyajantasya Svajana Dukha Dukhanam. The Personality of Godhead said, if I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. I mean, do we want to be favored by the Lord? No. Let's see. Well, it's pretty heavy. Then the relatives and friends of such a poverty-stricken man abandon him. In this way, he suffers one distress after another. So, I mean, if you want to make up your mind, maybe not too late, but we should understand that material endeavor which we will make, it's very much questionable if something good will come out of it. We don't know. I mean, Krishna will definitely give us what we need, not what we want. If He knows that by being materially opulent, our remembrance of Him will go downhill, because of His love for us, He will take care that we, what is it? Dukha dukhanam, that we suffer one distress after another. And this is also not new. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that's what Queen Kunti actually asking. She asking that, please, when we suffered all these calamities, we always remembered you, and now, basically, you are going away. We got our kingdom, everything's okay, and you was with us in a time of distress. But now, when we are fine, what we having? We're going to lose you. So I said, please, send us these calamities again and again. Send us these distresses again and again. And again, that's what is Vritasura is basically talking to Indra. Material distress is something which devotee do not mind. I mean, I'm not saying that we should call for it. Once my Guru Maharaj, Srila Niranjana Swami said, don't worry, you don't need to call for distress. You have enough. You know, I mean, it comes on its own. Krishna makes sure. Krishna reciprocates. Krishna says, Yeyathamam prapadyamte tamsathaiva bhajamyaham. If Krishna sees that nothing can deviate ourselves from chanting His holy name and remembering Him, then he can give us all the world. We see the example of Srila Prabhupada. No? And again, Srila Prabhupada says in this purport that if devotee needs opulences for preaching, no problem. Krishna will give him, if this is used in Krishna's service, Krishna will give him hand of a fist. But it's only when the devotee's mentality is totally right. If the mentality is such that I'm having it for preaching, right? But then, oh, I'm getting so much for preaching, and I can start enjoying it. I can start enjoying the opulences, I can start enjoying the name, fame, and this is a pratikulasya. It's pratikul. This is something which is contrary to devotional service. Krishna made sure, if he's favorable to us, of course, that we will not get these stumbling blocks. Or if we get them, quickly we realize, we get misery, we get dissatisfaction, and we get depressions, whatever. I mean, depression in spiritual life is okay. Being unsatisfied in spiritual life is great with material things. It means we can take shelter in Krishna's holy name. You will never be depressed and distressed and unsatisfied if we are with a full consciousness, with a full concentration, with a full surrender, practice Navavida Bhakti. We will never be dissatisfied. Our dissatisfaction is only because of material reasons, though sometimes it seems very spiritual. So being unsatisfied is a good sign that we are doing something wrong. As you know, as our body be giving us pain, it is said a blessing, and we maybe don't lose our arm or our leg if you know, if we feel pain, or we don't die accidentally, not noticing it. No? Therefore, the body gives pain in spiritual life. It is like that. The material world is miserable, and if we try to identify ourselves with it and try to extract some pleasure from it, squeeze some pleasure from it, it's a great benediction if we are miserable in this endeavor. It's a great benediction. That means that quicker we can go on the right path, and quicker we could take shelter of Krishna. That's it. So this is not the problem. This is an opportunity to apply philosophy which many of us know for many, many years in my personal life, to apply it, try to live it, and try to take shelter in the unfailable soldiers, which is primarily the holy name, Bhagavatam, Sadhu Sangha. And Sadhu Sangha means we speak with devotee about holy name in Bhagavatam. We don't speak about social things. Otherwise, again, we drag in one another down. We can create a satsanga in association of devotees. Therefore, when we speak with devotees, when we associate with devotees, we should be inspired. Let us speak about Krishna. Let us speak about your and my personal spiritual life. Let us speak about how we can make progress in spiritual life. I know maybe this is not very popular topics, but and it's maybe not so spontaneous. I mean, spiritual life is not spontaneous. Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj spoke in his previous class that as we're born, we don't need to be taught to be materialists. Yeah. Everything is already spontaneously there. Now guess what? Therefore we have sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means making conscious endeavor and then getting the causeless mercy. Making conscious endeavor, causeless mercy, why? Because by no endeavor we can deserve mercy. Krishna is Swarat, he's independent. He is not entitled to give us anything. But seeing our desire to get him, to get his devotional service, causelessly he bestows his mercy. And then mercy means we become spontaneously attracted to devotional activities. But we need to beg Krishna, we need to want it. Like when our mind is deviating from japa, it's maya. It's deviating from japa, even for so-called devotional activities, but it's not prayerfully and attentively calling out to the holy name. It's maya. So, but Krishna give us very simple remedy. He says, Daivihie shaguna maima mama yaduratiya mameva e prapadyante mayame tantarantite. Simple verse, we know it. I know it from Bhakta program. It has so much meaning. It means, how can I overcome my mind? Very simple. I pray to Krishna to help me to do it. I do my endeavor, but I take biggest part in my endeavor is to actually praying for the mercy, praying to Krishna to remove. When we pray to Vaishnavas, to the devotees, to remove influence of Maya, and ultimately praying to Maya, to let me go. Maya is also a devotee. If we sincerely pray to her to please let me have Krishna, she would also do it. That's what gopis did, right? They had the Ekatyanyani Vrata. They asked Maya to give Krishna as their husband. So, whatever works, we should just employ it. But begging mentality, the mentality of not having it and wanting it, this is the only prize. That's what Rupa Goswami says. Tatra lauliam api mulamekalam. This lauliam, this intense desire is the only prize. And what we have in this world, right? This body doesn't belong to us anyway. We are not this body. So everything which belongs to this body, not ours, giving it to Krishna, we show certain amount of surrender and gratitude. Krishna, you gave it to us and we're giving it back to you because it's not ours in the first place. But we have something which is ours, which is given it eternally to us. And this is our free will. And free will, how it's manifested? Practically, it's our attention, it's our time. So if we give our full attention to Krishna, if we dedicate our time to Krishna, this is the greatest gift we give to Krishna. It means Krishna is important to us, more important than anything else. Now if we say, oh no Krishna, I need to make money to give it to you, therefore I don't have time to chant the holy name, I don't have time to hear. It's a really silly proposal. No, Krishna wants our time in the first place. Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakto. Of course, Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight, but the most confidential knowledge is not fighting. He says, always think of me. Fighting is good. If you, in the right mentality, you do it for Krishna, then it's favorable for Krishna. But if you're just executing your duty, it's just karma kanda, maybe karma yoga at best. But being conscious, I'm doing it for Krishna because Krishna wants, I want to please Him. He asked me to do it, I'm doing it. This is bhakti yoga. But to be in this consciousness, you need to be first of all Krishna conscious. So to give Krishna consciousness to us, preaching is a great activity, but in order to give something to others, and we should preach, but we should be very responsible for our spiritual life. I should be able to change the hearts of people. That means my spiritual life is very important. Yes, preaching is the essence, but in order for me to be a successful preacher, like Srila Prabhupada alone changed the hearts of millions. Why? Because of the purity. Yes, Haribo. So Prabhupada said, we want one moon, we don't need these nonsense stars, right? So it's up to us to make endeavor to be a moon, to be a pure devotee. It's not something which is only for pure devotees. Not, it's for all of us. All of us have to want to, have to try to, have to endeavor and mold our life in such a way that we try to practice pure devotional service and becoming pure devotees. In this way, we please Prabhupada the most, we please our Guru Maharaj the most, we please Krishna the most. Thank you very much, Krishna. So if you have any comments, questions. Yes.
Balaram. Anyway, I'm trying to think of the name of the devotee, famous devotee. But anyway, he was at a, he went and he visited an impersonalist ashram where the majority of the worship was worship to Lord Shiva. And the ashram was fantastic. You know, pukka ashram, beautiful beds, clean, everything really nice, fantastic ashram. So he said to the mahant of that ashram, he said, "This is such a nice ashram. Why can't I wish ISKCON could get an ashram so nice like this?" And the mahant of the ashram said to him, it was Radhanath Maharaj. The mahant of the ashram said to him, "Oh, forget it. You guys are worshiping Krishna. We're worshiping Shiva. It's not going to happen." So, just a comment, a story.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, still, if we do it for Krishna, not to have beautiful ashram for ourselves and have comfort, but if motivation would be to please Krishna, he will give us hand over fist. We cannot even know. But if, as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, "I build this marble temple and now this guy is fighting who will have which room," well, this is wrong attitude, then make sure Krishna will take everything away. So if we're doing it purely for Krishna, opulence can be unlimited, but then we don't care for this opulence. So, you know, as long as we care for opulence, most probably not going to happen. Okay, thank you very much. Yes, did I have to
this shloka, I can't remember. From Bhagavatam.
Second one?
Krishna will take everything. The second one, what is the next? If you can maybe.
Yasya hamano grihnani.
Yeah, and after that? Because it continues.
What is it? You mean
There is some consequence also, you know?
Yeah, that you will suffer dukkha dukkhanam, that all your svajanas, they will all reject you, all your relatives will reject you, and you will suffer again and again. Because you don't have money, right? Krishna takes all the money away. He said, my special mercy, special favor, if that I take everything away, then all, because he's without money, all his relatives turn away from him, and then he suffers again and again. This is the consequences, right? Yes. So that's, you wanted to know what happens.
There is one more shloka just after that, is it?
After that, yeah, there is one more shloka in continuation to that, that's true.
Okay, there's more shlokas, but that one is just...
But I need to switch on my internet to get to it. 1 second. Ah. You know it? Yeah, it's almost there. Maybe it makes sense to memorize shlokas, after all. Anyway, I don't know how long it takes. It's not such a great internet connection. So, you know, if it's not happening now, you can look up at home. It's the shloka which Yasyahamadu Grihani, it's 10.88.8, and the next shloka will be 9. So, read at your own time. Not happening. Yes.
My Gurudev, he told me one quote from Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that suffering is the direct mercy of Bhagavan. And then there's another quote, also Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "On the anvil of the material world, we will be smashed with the hammer of suffering." So we get lots of mercy from
it. Yeah. You know, if you don't want suffering, I'm sorry to tell you, it's the wrong place. We better get out of here. I mean, there's no other way. So, Krishna says very bluntly, no? Dukhalaya Ashashvatam. I mean, he didn't give us any false promises here. He said this is a place of suffering, and he says his devotees will suffer, and wow, I mean, we are a miserable bunch of, you know, Krishna Bhaktas, but we can become most blissful, most happy, just we need to turn to Krishna, that's it, you know, that all the material problems, all material miseries will be nothing for us, and this is the only solution. Avanti Brahmana.
Yeah. And this is a recurring thing we see over again and up and up again constantly in the Bhagavatam. You know, that when misery comes to one, it can, if one is in the right attitude, awaken up, awaken attachment and renunciation. When the misery gets intense enough, then it has. If one has any subtlety left in the in his soul to awaken
detachment. Yes, thank you. But saying all this, personally, I wish all of you to be very, very happy, without miseries, healthy, but for this, you need to start remembering Krishna right now and just, you know, don't wait until Krishna give us the, you know, cause, because that will happen if we forget him. But we can be happy and remember Krishna, nothing ever will happen to us. But, you know, if it's not the case, he will be sure to remind us. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Granta Rajshrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nidai Gaura Prema Nandai.